Monday program, two names that you are extraordinarily familiar with. I may identify with one because it's a generational thing. Richie may identify with the other gentleman who's here because it's a generational thing. The two gentlemen are both from the same family, father and son, even though they don't have the same name. Martin Sheen and Emilio Estevez are here. The movie is called My Way. No, it isn't. It's called The Way. I think when I first saw this, Martin, and I was looking at some of the publicity, I was waiting for somebody, Frank Sinatra, to show up and start singing the song, but the movie
would be Bing Crosby.
Yeah. Right. And that does go, that puts us in a particular category as far as age is concerned. the thing about you and the family, a lot of people get distracted by wanting to talk about Charlie. And I said, Richie and I were talking about this before, everybody knows what's gone on with Charlie. My only thought, and I'm going to leave it at this, is that without having learned it, my instinct, having followed you, Martin, you're one of my favorites, so over the years, the family intercedes, shows some love, and the situation is taken care of, and I don't think there needs to be anything else said about it. That's the way I look at what happened, so you can yes or no it, but it's just a blessing that the thing is taken care of, and it seems to be moving forward.
Very much so, and I thank you for asking.
Yeah.
You know, Charlie joined us on the red carpet a few weeks ago for the AARP screening. He's a big supporter of the film, and we're a big supporter of him. So I'm grateful to you for those good words, and thank you for asking.
Yeah, you know, the other connection, as long as we're doing the old and the new here, I have a home on Entrada, and I'm told that you're one of my neighbors up on the hill.
Santa Monica, you mean?
Yeah, in Santa Monica. Yeah.
Santa Monica.
Oh, right. You guys sold that house, didn't you?
Yeah, we had a little house in Santa Monica, but yeah, we sold it about 4 or 5 years
ago. Right around when Doug moved into the neighborhood.
When I moved in, you moved out. Very nice. Okay, very cool. So, the movie and the family and the friends. I'm looking at a picture of you, Martin. Sort of sheep in the background. It looks like you may be headed toward the apex of some cold, dreary mountain.
I think the picture you're referring to is a shot from the pilgrimage Santiago de Compostela, which takes us over the French Pyrenees, and that would be the first leg of the 800-kilometer journey through Santiago de Compostela.
So what's the story here? What are we, you and Emilio together? This is Emilio's story, if I'm not mistaken. Is that right?
Yes, very much so.
Yeah. So maybe, Emilio, I need to direct my question to you in terms of your ideas and what the story is that has become so important for the two of you.
Well, you know, it was initially inspired by my son. In 2003, he went over to Spain with my father. They were kind of more on a fact-finding trip to check out the pilgrimage in Spain. So off they went, woefully unprepared for a real hike, a real journey. But nevertheless, they went, and they went to a town called Burgos. And my son was working as my dad's assistant at the time on the West Wing, and was 19.
Wow.
So off they went, and they went to this town called Burgos, and at this town, they checked into like a bed and breakfast where they take in pilgrims who were on the Camino. And my son met this beautiful girl, and he has been living in Spain ever since. They got married a couple years ago, and so I figured if I wanted to spend time with my son, I better figure out how to work in Spain. So that, coupled with my father's desire to make a film on the Camino to honor his father, who was a Gallego from Galicia, from the north of Spain, was born in a town and grew up in a town about 80 kilometers from Santiago de Compostela, where the pilgrimage ends. So we began a dialogue to try to figure out what this movie would be about. And at the end of the day, I decided, well, hadn't I really lost a son on the Camino? And let's have that as the device that gets his character from America over to Spain.
Mm.
And we began there.
Wow. What the family thing with you. I know, Martin, you come from Ohio. I went to school in Ohio. I wasn't sure what part of Ohio you were from.
I'm from Dayton.
Dayton, okay. So I went to Heidelberg up in Tiffin. Yeah, yeah.
Where?
Heidelberg in Tiffin.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a good northwest, middle-of-the-road sort of... it's a great liberal arts school. Had a great time there. I'm from Massachusetts originally, but Ohio meant a lot to me. And I think the reason that I ask where you're from, the changing of the name, I don't know, as much as I've followed you, if it's a story that's worth telling, why did you change your name from Estevez and Charlie went with you and Emilio kept the original family name?
Well, it's a kind of involved story, but basically I didn't change my name. My name is still Ramon Estevez, but I started using Sheen when I went to New York at age 18 in 1959 because at that time there was a great deal of prejudice against Hispanics, particularly Puerto Ricans in New York at that time. And I was having difficulty just trying to find a job or a place to live. So I decided to create this other character, if you will, and see how it worked out. And I chose Sheen from Bishop Fulton J. Sheen,
wow,
who was one of my heroes as a boy. He was the first televangelist in America, really.
Right.
And the other guy was Robert Dale Martin, who was the casting director at CBS, who was the first one to encourage me to embark on a career. And so that was
a great
story.
That's
the short version of a very long story.
Life is worth living with Bishop Fulton J. Sheen. My God, I haven't thought about that for 100 years.
Yeah. How old are you anyway?
You got me beat, pal. I'll tell you that. But
yeah, because I remembered it. You remember he was this very powerful character.
Yeah.
And I didn't have a clue about what he was talking about most of the time.
He was a scary dude if you listen to him. I mean, he was strong.
He really was. I adored him. And I got to meet him finally.
Yeah. You know, the character of all characters that I've adored that you've played is President Bartlett. That show so did it for me and with you. And I think and I wasn't thinking about it until Emilio said that his son was your assistant on the set.
Yeah.
It was just a wonderful characterization, and you did a great job of that. You've done so many different things over the years. What did you say to your sons when they said, "Dad, I want to be an actor just like you"?
Well, none of them did, actually. They really found it on their own, and I was like the last one to find out. You know, Emilio had written a play with a fellow student in high school and invited his mother and I to come see it, and I was just astonished at his emotional range as well as his skill as a writer, and I thought, oh, my God, he's gotten the bug, too. But it was instinctual. He had an instinct for it. And I was happy for him because he'd found what he loved, and I knew that he would become himself.
Mm-hmm. Emilio, what's your favorite of all the stuff? Richie goes back to the Brat Pack stuff.
Yeah, I'm definitely the Brat Packer, Emilio.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
What's of all the things that you've done, what do you think is either the best professional job you've done and or your favorite role? What's the? I mean, when you got to have favorites.
Well, I didn't have much of a role in this film in the way, but...
yeah, you get killed off pretty early, right?
Right. I have a couple of scenes, and that's it. I think this is my favorite film that I've ever been associated with. It speaks to who I am. I mean, you know, when you look at both of Martin and I, you look at the roles we've played. I mean, he's not he's not an army assassin like he is in Apocalypse Now, and he's certainly not the president of the United States, even though he likes to think he is. I am, you know, I'm not Billy the Kid out there killing people.
Mm-hmm.
Although that was a wonderful role to get an opportunity to play a legendary outlaw.
Yeah.
That's probably the one that I had the most fun playing. But I'm not a cold-blooded killer, man. That's not who I am.
Right.
I think, you know, I'm interested in doing movies and playing roles that are closer to who I am and really closer to the themes of my life. You know, I'm really not interested in being out there blowing things up and killing people. It just doesn't speak to my heart.
Yeah, good for you. Then you follow the heart and not the money, and that does say something about you. No matter what, Martin, you can make a good living doing this. You don't have to be paid $5, $6, $10 million every time you do a film, right?
I've never made that amount of money. It took about three or four dozen to make that from me. No, you know, in fact, this movie is the best part I've had in 30 years.
Really?
And it's the first time in an equal number of years that I've been asked to carry a movie. And frankly, it is the best thing I've done and the thing I'm most proud of, it because it's a family realization. You know, it started with Emilio and his son, inspired by my father, his grandfather. So it's truly a reflection of who we are and where we really want to go.
I got to tell you, the thing that makes me want to go see it is the fact that you guys have been out here and you can see the love that you have for this project. And it makes you think it's got to be something special.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it is, and I invite you to make this pilgrimage with us vicariously. And if you're so inspired, you might want to strap on a backpack and make the journey in Spain someday.
That's an idea. The Way is the name of the movie, the story about Martin Sheen as a character, his son, and this trip to family is the most important part of this, I think. And we're glad to have an opportunity to learn a little more about you as a family. And as folks involved in that, where household names are kind of cool, especially when they act like household names and not like big stars. Guys, congratulations.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yep, take good care. Martin Sheen and Emilio Estevez here on Good Day.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Bonus round time. If you can't teach an old dog new tricks, what can you teach him?
Conversational French?
Correct.
Ooh.
Gingerbread men are...
Gingerbread boys, all grown up.
Correct. True or false? Netflix lets you watch movies instantly through your game console or other devices.
Duh. True.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hey, did I just win that new car over there?
No, I did.
My mom gives me a glass of Emergency Kids every day before school.
Why, with all the vitamin C and antioxidants you're getting, I bet you're a bit of a recess renegade. Ooh. Making mud pies with your bare hands, capturing bullfrogs to scare the girls, even daring to eat a piece of meatless meatloaf your friend smuggled out of the cafeteria on a triple dog dare, right?
No.
Relax, kid. I'm just making a point. Introducing Emergency Kids with immune-supporting vitamin C, antioxidants, and fun fizzy flavors kids love like orange, fruit punch, and grape. Find us on Facebook and feel the good.
Probiotics keep your digestion on the right track.
Give your gut the gift of microflora.
Isn't it time you gave back to your colon?
Looking to take a probiotic but not sure which to choose? Then try new ProNutrients Probiotic from the makers of Centrum. Containing two of the most studied probiotics, its dual-action formula supports digestive balance and healthy immune function. ProNutrients Probiotic, one of a new line of supplements that works with your multivitamin. New ProNutrients from Centrum helps make nutrition possible.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Because neither rain, nor snow, nor dust and dirt, nor smudges, or even the toughest scratches, nor the glare of oncoming traffic can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. Crizal lenses. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits. Magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches. First aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E military.com, the main name in military supply.
Here is a very bizarre story. A sheep in Turkey gave birth to a lamb with a human-like face. That's what it said. The lamb died right after birth, but so far scientists have not been able to come up with a reasonable explanation for it, and neither has the farmer.
In England, farmers have begun feeding their cattle healthier food because they need to reduce the amount of gas the cows are producing. Yeah, farmers also say they're going to stop falling for the old pull my hoof trick. Congressman Wiener has now admitted to having affairs with six different women over email, Twitter, and Facebook. Yeah. Even worse, today he admitted to having an affair with three chickens on Farmville.
Oh. The economy is so bad, Angelina Jolie now adopting kids from America. That's so bad. The economy is so bad, my Facebook friends are now eating their Farmville animals. That's what it's coming. The economy is...
Amazing how much attention is given to things like Farmville in our world today. 25 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Jennifer Horn is here. Rich McFadden is here. And the story at DougSteffens.com today. This is a good time to be focusing on farming, the harvesting being done. I spent the weekend trying to chop corn, or better yet, trying to find a machine that would work to chop the corn.
Uh-oh.
And the corn is as good.
Equipment trouble today?
Yes, a little problem with some of the choppers. My help is complaining because the farm, the average age of most of our equipment is about 30, 35, 40 years old. And the guy who repairs things and fixes stuff thinks that I should be more considerate of his needs. And I said, what's that? He said, a day off. I said, no. You have a day off in the wintertime. Summertime is when we're working. Fall, harvesting. Let's get the stuff fixed. Anyway, so there's the story at DougSteffens.com today about Darren Grimm. He has 2,000 acres of corn and soybeans to harvest. Third-generation family farmer running a combine from dawn to dusk. That's what happens this time of year. But what separates him from many of the other older farmers is how he's communicating with people in his family and people who he's working with. He is now very ensconced in various social media, connecting with the consumer, improving the image. We all have followed these stories about animal abuse, environmental damage and stuff that has come, some of it knowing, well-intentioned and intelligent, others completely ridiculous and foolish. So the farmers now have taken to the Ag Chat Foundation. Ag Chat Foundation. You might want to check that out online. Ag Chat, one word, Richie.
Yeah.
Ag Chat Foundation. It teaches those of us who are farmers how to use social media to tell your story. Sometimes the public is skeptical because the public doesn't know. Remember, the survey, we talked about this.
It's agchat.org.
Okay. Agchat.org.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, on Saturday's program, Phil Lippert, who's the supermarket guru, and I were talking about a survey suggesting that 94% of children in elementary school think the food comes from the grocery store. 94% think food comes from the grocery store. When asked in class, third, fourth graders, where does your food come from? Oh, mommy gets it at the grocery store. That's the end of the conversation. They don't know anything about farming. That's why I've opened up my dairy farm to have people come in, look at the cows, touch them, see what's going on. And, you know, there are those people who want to say all farmers are environmental damagers, which is complete nonsense. Are there some that are bad? Absolutely. Some that are abusive? Yep. Animals being poorly cared for? You bet. And this is a good way to route them, by the way. I think this kind of stuff is good because it's the ability of people back and forth communicating is something that I support in a big way. So you might want to check that out from today's show at DougStephan.com.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. If you're like me, you experience a bridge from the inside of your car. But when you think about it, when you drive over a bridge, you miss out on the structure's engineering and the architectural details as well as the scenic views. To walk over the iconic Golden Gate Bridge in San Francisco, you take a 10-foot-wide walkway accessible from the north and south side parking lots. San Francisco City Guides offers free weekly tours of the Golden Gate. Now, on the East Coast, the Brooklyn Bridge has a 1.3-mile pedestrian walk that will give you a picture-perfect view of the Manhattan skyline. Now, if you're going overseas, one of my favorites, the Sydney Harbor Bridge. It's an iconic experience because not only did you cross it, you actually get to climb it. If you really want a one-of-a-kind bridge walk, then you need to visit the New River Gorge Arch Bridge Walk in West Virginia. You can take a guided tour across a 24-inch-wide catwalk under the bridge. Just don't look down. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the Travel Detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
You never know what's out there when traveling. That's why Travel Guard offers travel insurance plans for the unexpected, trip cancellation and interruption, emergency medical and health expenses, lost or stolen baggage. With a Travel Guard plan, you'll be covered from the time you book your trip to the moment you arrive home. Talk to your travel agent or visit TravelGuard.com today.
Underwritten by National Union Fire Insurance Company, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, headquartered in New York, New York. Refer to actual policy for scope and limitations of coverage. May not be available in all states.
On to round three. If a train leaves Spokane...
Schenectady by Saturday!
Correct. March comes before May. What's in my left pocket?
Half a mint and a rusty switchblade.
Correct.
Bam!
Who lets you watch TV episodes and movies instantly over the internet?
Ha-ha! Netflix!
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, E-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Program streaming live at DougStephan.com. The program includes the services of Rich McFadden, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington. Jennifer Horn is here to lead the charge to success. She knows, Jennifer knows, the key to success is desire. She has formed her reality on her desire, her commitment to succeed. She desires to externalize herself, her thoughts, the concrete ideas that she has for success, and she's willing to pay the price. She has, in fact.
Well, don't externalize herself too much.
Oh, well.
You want to be a little bit careful there.
Yeah, well, you know, and circumstances. Circumstances under the circumstances make you think that you have something, and then somebody else talks to you and says, no, you know, that's not a good idea. If you have a really good idea, then you need to push it forward. Play it. What is that? What's that expression? Play it forward, right?
Pay it forward.
Pay it forward. There.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't you think that works? If you think at least of doing good things, and try every day when you start your day to plan a day that is about good, is about help, is about things that you want to get started or you want to keep pushing down the track. That's a good thing, I think. Anyway, hopefully you will agree with me. One of the things that needs fixing, attention, improvement, consideration, concern is the public school system in our country. There are a lot of people who are talking these days about unions. Part of the Occupy Wall Street bunch are the public unions. A lot of teachers saying they don't have enough of this, they don't have enough of that. And they're right. There are a lot of tools that had heretofore been a part of what you could expect to get from your children's public school experience, and they don't get them anymore. The modern American school system, filled with all kinds of problems. Here are the ladies from The View. You know that I have
your besties.
Admiration.
Yeah.
Who's your what?
Your besties, your best friends.
I like them because I like their chemistry, and I also like what they talk about, what they focus on. Here they talk about a student in a public school whose teacher would not call on him because he had a speech problem. Listen to this.
This is kind of amazing. A 16-year-old student says his teacher will not call on him because she says his profound stuttering is disruptive to the class. She recommended that he write down his questions before or after the class.
This is a great student. He's actually taking two college courses right now, and he was trying to participate. I think he had his hand up for some 50 minutes in class, trying to ask a question. 75 minutes. Which we tell our kids all the time, if you have a question, it is important. An answer will come your way and we'll help you work through it. And to make a student sit there and then ask them to not speak because how they speak might disrupt when it's involuntary.
No, when he's not purposely disrupting the class. Suspension or something, because I think exactly with you, we always get on our kids to raise your hand. And I think the people in the class said that he wasn't that disruptive, the other students in his classroom.
Well, you know, you have to take... kids have to take bullying from other kids. You get bullied by an adult. It's kind of a drag. To me, that's bullying behavior. If you tell a student who is actually a good student, who is doing the work, who's doing everything that they're supposed to do, and they have takes them a little bit longer to ask a question, to tell them not to talk in class seems like a bully thing.
You just tell Jane something great about this kid, though. 75 minutes, you said he held that hand up. Anyone who remembers being in class that time and wanting to, and then you get to a point, you're like, they might not call me. Yeah. The fact that you kept your hand up, I salute you for that. Yeah. You keep that hand up, yeah. And there will be a teacher that will finally call on you. I love
that's
this
right.
guy. Yeah. I think
not
he is
give
such
up.
A,
yeah. That's what I love.
Yeah, like he's a fighter. I love it.
All right. So you haven't heard the teacher's point of view. You hear the student's point of view, and there would be those who would say, oh, the child is a problem. The teacher, they grind their axes and yada, yada. You know what? That's one story. What I think we can all agree on, Jennifer and I have had this conversation about the Los Angeles schools. It applies to most big city schools. Actually, it applies to most schools. Most students are graduating with less knowledge, fewer capabilities than similar students in other industrialized countries. Why is that?
We pass people through a lot.
Yeah. What are the problems and how do we fix them? 800-510-8255. A lot of people point to the teachers' unions. Okay, maybe. A lot of people point to the federal government. Okay, maybe. A lot of people speak to the issue of who's being hired as teachers. So this is a good chance for teachers to call us at 800-510-8255, whether you belong to unions or you don't belong to unions. Why is it that my read on this is that because of things that are problematic in the schools, including pay, although we understand that there is 9% unemployment rate, maybe more people ought to be going into education. It's better than not having a job. Or is it that sort of thing that leads to poor professionalism because people aren't getting paid enough? I taught for 3.5 years and then got out because I had an offer to do a morning radio program. I was doing an afternoon show before that. I was not happy to get out because I enjoy the camaraderie with the children. The guy who was the principal of the school was an idiot. I was making $6,347 a year as a teacher. The first year I taught, 1968-69. And I remember buying a new car and using the school credit union to pay for the car, so that every 2 weeks when I got my check, I got $147.
Wow.
But I was making more money as a disc jockey, so it didn't make any difference.
I think one of the groups that you're missing as people that we can assess blame to about why the education...
I don't want to fix blame. I want to fix the problem.
But no, I mean, we're talking about what could be the cause of the problem. And
okay.
I think one of the causes that we skip a lot is the culture that we've created for kids where everything is accessible. You don't have... The emphasis is not necessarily on hard work anymore. Mm-hmm. It's about Snooki getting her own reality show and becoming a famous celebrity.
Right.
And I think that message filters through
to kids.
And she certainly
is not educated by any stretch of the imagination. She's got common sense, apparently, enough to milk this. But, yeah, Richie.
Well, parents having to work more than they did back when we were kids, mm-hmm. and not keeping the kids accountable as to whether they're doing their homework, whether mm-hmm. they're reading enough during the course of the day, whether they're watching video games all day instead of, maybe doing more educational things.
And in Los Angeles, 50% of the students that start in high school end up getting pulled out, and a lot of those go to work for the family business, whether it be gardening or whatever it is. They get pulled out because they have to earn.
They have to earn money.
They
get pulled out or they are dropping out?
They're dropping out. They're getting pulled out by their parents.
Well,
that's
is it dropping out or is it being...
No,
is it being pulled out or dropping out? Two different things. They drop out making their own choices often because they're not getting anything of value, so they just go out and hang on the street. So is there more of that, or are parents, the illegals, we all know what a big problem that is, illegals are pulling their children out to put them to work as well as the two parents.
I think it's a big combination of both of those.
800-510-8255. Here's John with some thoughts on teachers' unions. Or maybe we don't have John. Let's talk to Jim instead. Jim's in Mount Vernon. Go ahead, Jim. You're on the air.
This is Jim, Mount Vernon. I think the big problem is there's too many computers and too many calculators, and nobody spend any time on the books because they got it on the iPad or whatever. There's too many games. There's not enough.
Can we summarize it by suggesting there's not enough of the right stimulation?
Right.
Could that be it? Are you a graduate of high school, college? How far did you go, Jim?
I did 2 years of college.
2 years of college. Are you a native of Ohio?
Yes.
So you got
down
your... Down on the river. So down on the river, it's thought that because of the proximity to Kentucky that people aren't as smart. You think that's true? You know that story.
No, I'm just across the river from West Virginia.
Well,
I get my shoes as a graduation present.
You got shoes as a graduation present. Congratulations, Jim.
Thank you.
800-510-8255. Now let's try John.
First of all, I'd get rid of the teachers' unions. They protect some of these incompetent teachers that shouldn't be teaching. Two, computers.
Two spots.
Computers should not be introduced until maybe junior high school or high school. They take away communication skills from these kids. And my daughters were raised with computers practically, and they can hardly write cursive. They're lucky if they can print. They got teachers that, I think when they went to college, half of them went to, instead of studying, they went to Cancun for the spring break instead of, boning up on their studies or anything like that. So, and the other thing is, one more, is to test these kids and see where they're really good at. Not everybody's stupid. Einstein had a problem in school. His teachers thought he was a problem kid. And look what he said. When he said something, people listened. And this is what I'm saying. So I think they should see where these. Not everybody's made a lot of the. People take these jobs because it's prestigious or it pays a lot of good money, and they really don't care about the job itself.
800-510-8255. Who agrees with John about the unions? Computers, we've heard that from a couple of people already. A few more of your calls coming up here on Good Day.
When you want an easier way to deal with the hassles of fraud this season, we're with you. With a debit card or credit card from Wells Fargo, you're covered with zero liability protection, which means you won't be held responsible for any unauthorized purchases or ATM transactions if promptly reported. We'll also protect your money by monitoring your account for unusual activity. And you'll be happy to know this built-in protection won't cost you a thing. Call, click, or stop by today to learn more about our zero liability protection. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
For a limited time, you can add the OnStar FMV mirror to your car for only $199. It's like having a portable nav, a roadside assistance plan, Bluetooth, and a stolen vehicle system, plus automatic help in a crash. And it's compatible with most cars. Add OnStar FMV to your car at Best Buy for only $199 MSRP after instant rebate. Tax, installation, and OnStar subscription extra. Visit OnStar.com for availability, limitations, details, and more retailers. Hurry, offer ends October 31st, 2011.
Our school doesn't need a gym.
And we don't need more buses.
We need new boats!
And a place to put them.
The Advil Congestion Relief Project is committed to helping communities get the right relief for their real problem. Send your community story to congestionreliefproject.com for the chance to be next. The Advil Congestion Relief Project. The right relief for the real problem.
No purchase necessary. Open to U.S. legal residents 18 and older. Void where prohibited. Runs 10/17 to 1/4/12. See official rules at congestionreliefproject.com.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the teeming rains of India, nor the snows of Kilimanjaro, nor the glare of the paparazzi at a Hollywood opening can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's Crizal. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Doug, Stefan, everything I learned from the Smurfs. 800.
Oh, I love that.
8255. We're talking about public education, a frequent discussion here on the Good Day program because it affects so many of us, most of us, all of us, in reality. And so if you're not satisfied, you want to be part of that. This would be a good thing for the Occupy Wall Street protesters to spend some time on, actually, I think. Here's Jill on the Treasure Coast. Hi, Jill. Welcome to Good Day.
Hi, Doug.
So what thinkest thou?
Well, I think as a teacher, I'm a high school geometry teacher, and I've been one for 15 years, that we really need to work from the top down with our administration and getting a strong administration.
Administration, you're talking about on the local level? You're talking about the superintendent and talking about the school board? Who runs for the school board there, that sort of thing?
Actually, at the local school administration, the current principals.
Yeah, the principals are weak. They've been Peter-principled out, if you'll pardon the pun, right?
That would be a good assessment, yes, sir.
Yeah, a lot of times I've seen this happen. My sister, who still teaches the public school system in Framingham, where she has been teaching for actually the better part of 40 years, says basically the same thing. It's all political, the local boards, not enough people get really involved in this sort of thing. Parents complain, but they don't go to the school board. If you push them, you get what you think you need, and all too often it's too many special interest groups instead of just the average parent understanding that we're all the beneficiaries of a good school system, right? I mean, how much more simple can it be?
We are a good school system where I am. I just wish we had an administration that would walk the line and
Are you Florida is a right-to-work state. Do you belong to the union?
Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm. Happy to be a union member?
I am. It's the CYA portion of my job.
Okay, got it. Thanks for the call. 800-510-8255. Michael's in South Carolina.
I've got 2 points I would like to make. Number one, the first thing in education you want to do is get the federal government out of it. The federal government has no business in education whatsoever. I grew up in the 50s and 60s when the federal government was not involved in public education, and our education was much better because it was handled on a local and a state level. And any time you get the federal government involved in anything, it's a disaster. Now, point two, my daughter is now a teacher. She is in her second year. My daughter is seeing it firsthand, and I told her when she went into education that's what it was going to be. And she can't teach because the students will not listen. They won't behave. They won't do their homework. They won't do anything. And the officials in the school won't do nothing. I mean absolutely nothing to make the students. It's as if the inmates are running the asylum.
Michael, can I give you a helpful hint if you're going to try to persuade us when it comes to education? Don't use nothing when you mean anything.
I like him. Leave him alone.
Nothing ain't really how it works. Got it? Nothing ain't.
Nothing is something.
Yeah. Nothing from nothing is nothing.
Nothing from nothing is nothing. We didn't use our gerunds there. It could be better put, nothing from nothing is nothing. Something from nothing is, what is something from nothing?
Something from nothing is less than nothing.
Is that really?
Yes.
Get that by the geometry teacher. I wanted to find out more about an isosceles triangle. Have to wait for next time, though. 51 after on Good Day.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Freeze Dry Guy customers, take advantage. No, we really want you to take advantage of the October 2011 month special. We have bug-out meat buckets to beef up your real freeze-dried beef and chicken supply. You can beat everyone to the punch because we're offering Freeze Dry Guy customers this order early October deal. Special pre-order price of $119 is now $109. Whether on the go or storing for the future, you have a gold standard in convenience, taste, and nutrition. When variety and quick preparation is paramount, our handy 4-serving pouches are excellent for 72-hour kits, camping, hunting, and backpacking. Our freeze-dried meat can even be added to your everyday routine. From last-minute dinner ideas to high-protein snacks, order now at freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-FOOD.
The time is 53 after the hour. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Rich McFadden focused on technology. Everything you need to know about technology. We were talking late last week about Apple releasing the new version of its mobile operating system, the iOS 5. I'm beginning to understand all of this stuff a little bit better. The iPhone 4S.
Come on, get
it. Okay, here we go. Anyway, how are consumers liking the the 4S? That's probably that's the one that really people are into. Alex Goldfain, our technology tailor, will tell you just how big a hit it is. Info for you next on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Bill Newcott, and this is Movies for Grown-Ups.
We agreed you wouldn't lecture me about how I'm ruining my life.
I lied.
Martin Sheen and his son Emilio Estevez co-star in The Way, now in theaters. Estevez wrote and directed it, and Martin told us he loves his character.
He only really became a father after he lost his son, and so it's a story of redemption.
The pair opened The Way at our Movies for Grown-Ups film festival in L.A., and Charlie Sheen came to support them.
If you can't work with your family, then what are you doing, you know? Unless they all suck. And ours doesn't.
Now this. The easiest way to watch movies is instantly in your own home with your digital cable remote. Every movie is always in stock, and many are available the same day as DVD. Here's what's hot on Movies on Demand on cable this week. Melissa Leo and John Goodman co-star in the thriller Red State. Oscar winner Anthony Hopkins is the King of the Gods in Thor. Jill Clayburgh's final role brightens the comedy Bridesmaids. And Kevin James talks to the animals in Zookeeper. See what's coming soon at rentmoviesondemand.com and make movie night an MOD night. That's Movies for Grownups. I'm Bill Newcott.
Now, the Technology Tailor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfain.
Well, the new iPhone, the 4S, launched last week, and despite the relatively tepid reaction among critics, consumers have been downright giddy with excitement. Consider these early facts and figures. Apple stock price closed at its highest level ever on Friday at $422 per share. In 2005, it was $40 per share, and that's 2 years before the first iPhone launched. At AT&T, the iPhone 4S launch doubled AT&T's record for activations in 1 day. Over at Sprint, the new iPhone broke the 1 day sales record. Sprint is the only carrier that's offering an unlimited data plan for the iPhone. Remember that antenna problem that plagued the early days of the iPhone 4? Well, it's been confirmed that it's fixed in the new iPhone. And don't think this is an accident. Market share of Macs leaped 21% year over year to about 13% of all computers. This has a lot to do with the popularity of iPhones and iPads. I'm Alex Goldfein.
Wow, that's interesting information, Richie.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
The new iPhone's virtual assistant is making headlines. What's that?
Siri. That's the you speak into it and you say, set an appointment for Wednesday at 3 p.m. I've been using it a little bit. It's pretty cool.
So Google is updating its voice recognition software as well.
Yeah, they were actually first to the game with theirs, and then Apple went out and bought this company called Siri, which has actually been an app on the iPhone for a few years.
Yeah.
And they've just made some changes, so I'm just kind of getting used to it.
Have you already ditched your old phone for Apple's iPhone 4S?
I haven't, no. I'm going to wait until the line settles down a little bit, you know, and then probably 2 weeks or something like that.
All right, up next here for consideration, what if you could make a difference just by reaching for your morning cup of coffee? T.K. Anderson tells us how small choices can help make a really big difference.
October is Fair Trade Month, and to help spread the word about the benefits of choosing Fair Trade certified products, recording artist Grace Potter has teamed up with Green Mountain Coffee.
Fair Trade is a global movement to alleviate poverty. Some of these farmers that are creating the coffee beans for places like Green Mountain Coffee are given a fair price for their coffee beans, which allows them to operate their farms at a sustainable level and also produce the best quality coffee that they possibly can.
Green Mountain Coffee Roasters, Inc. was named the world's largest purchaser of Fairtrade certified coffee in 2010. Potter says she's excited to work with a company committed to fighting poverty and protecting the environment.
October is Fair Trade Month, so next time you go to the grocery store, just look for the Fair Trade label. Look for Green Mountain Coffee. This is going to help these farmers. It's going to help their children. It's going to help the communities globally that really need it.
To learn about how you can make a difference and to hear more from Grace Potter, log on to Facebook.com/Green Mountain Coffee. That's Newsbreak from Green Mountain Coffee.
I love Grace Potter. She's awesome.
You like her?
Yeah.
Love her.
Because she's a Vermont kind of rock and roll musician.
Really?
Good stuff, yeah. Uh-huh.
After a lot of rumors, Facebook has launched a native app for the iPad. What is that? Officially launched a native...
They only had one for the iPhone. So when you did your Facebook app on the iPad,
really? So I couldn't
small.
Do... I have an iPad, but I have an iPhone.
Yeah, you have an iPad.
Right.
So if you had the Facebook app, it would be really small.
Ah.
It just wouldn't be the full size. And
I tend to want to do that stuff when I'm anchored. I don't know, I'm flitting around if I'm going to do Facebook. You know me, how active I am.
Yeah, right.
All right, it's 59 after the hour. If you're wondering what happened to the hour,
you can bet your